I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey everyone, Michael Anthony here. Van Halen, Chickenfoot, Sammy in the Circle. But anyway, you're listening to the only podcast that is dedicated to breaking down the entire Van Halen catalog one track at a time. And the podcast will rock. Ow!
Hello, baby!
What is up, all you rockers, rockettes, and everything in between? You have joined us for a new edition of And the Podcast Will Rock. Welcome back to the show. If it's your first time here, we are the show that dives into the catalog and discography of one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Van Halen. We do it one track at a time. I am your co-host, Mark Meyer. With me, as always, Corey Morissette. Corey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling tired. I tell you, today was my first session with a personal trainer. This past weekend up in Saskatchewan, we got dumped with about 4 feet of snow. Saturday was all day shoveling, and I realized just how out of shape I am. So I thought, you know what, I want to get into some shape. My goal is to get into a 2XL t-shirt by the time I go see Mammoth WVH in Edmonton, Alberta next August. So I've got about a year and a half and to drop a couple of t-shirt sizes so I can buy some merch. So that's my goal. I had my first session tonight, and I'm out of shape. I'm tired, but I'm ready to rock. How about you, sir?
Oh, you're singing my old song, because I told you off air, and I'll tell the people on here on air, doing a lot of gigs and where I'm screaming and moving and running around, and just it reminds me of how out of shape I am as well. And cardio is good for you, kids. Do not forget that. So make sure your cardio game is strong if you are going to participate in any sort of rock and metal activity, because you will be winded if you do not. So I think you got plenty of time, Corey. You got plenty of time to drop a few t-shirt sizes. We will have you fitted in a nice slim Kevin Brown inspired art design at our merch store. Go check out some merch, you guys. We have t-shirts. We've got all kinds of t-shirts. Get you one that make sure that Corey knows that you're supporting him. So yeah, buy a t-shirt for Corey. How about that?
Like that idea. I gotta tell you, I don't know if I told the story last week or not, but Sean McGinnity did a show with me couple of weeks ago, and he was wearing the Play Splat and Bone design from Kevin Brown. He bought that shirt, so I thought that was pretty great.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Sean. And again, thank you. I'm just so glad that shirt exists. And so big shout out to did Kevin Brown design that one?
Yes, he did. Kevin Brown is great. Whatever we ask for, he's right, Johnny, on the spot. And I know we mentioned, hey, how would one sound underneath the love scene from Top Gun? He posted that like 48 hours later. So thank you very much, Kevin.
Of course he did. Yes, I'm looking at it right now. So thank you, Kevin. I cannot wait to feast my eyes on your good, hard, incredible work.
It works incredibly well.
I'm sure it does. I have no doubt. Corey, what is going on in the world of Van Halen news? Anything the news desk is bringing forth?
Oh, there's a few things here. And as always, we recommend everybody go check out your Van Halen news at the Van Halen news desk. That's VHND.com. Don't let the fact Eric Senich writes for them slow you down. Go support them anyway. Mike Portnoy named Alex Van Halen among the 11th greatest drummers of all time, to the surprise of no one on this call.
Only 11, huh?
Yeah. Why 11? I'm not sure. But, there's an article on that. The A&E Network is doing a biography or airing a biography on Mr. Sammy Hagar. So that'll be a must watch coming in late 2023.
No, yeah.
Speaking of Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen says the sophomore Mammoth album is almost finished. So getting very excited. His debut album, the first Mammoth album, is one of my favorites of the past 10 years. So I'm very much looking forward to part two. And he says, the heavier stuff got heavier and kind of the lighter stuff got lighter. So he's going to have a little bigger swings. I'm really looking forward to that.
I am too. I was always curious to know what, after listening to that album, I wondered, it's like if Wolfgang decided he wanted to go a little heavier than this, or like super heavy, what would that sound like? So if he's saying the heavier's got heavier, I believe him, and I can't wait to hear it because that dude is just incredibly talented, and I am looking forward to the sophomore debut of Mammoth. So yeah,
immensely talented. I'm more excited to see Mammoth than I am Metallica again, and I love Metallica. I've only seen Metallica once. So when I first heard, Metallica's coming, I should maybe look into that. What, Mammoth's opening? I'm there. I'm just buying tickets immediately. I'll convince the family later on. Finally, we got David Lee Roth, of course, on his Roth show. Well, first he released the cover of Marvin Gaye's Ain't That Peculiar, which is kind of a... it was a B-side to Bad Habits, which was released in December 94. Both Bissonette Brothers play on it. You can check that out. It's on the Van Halen news desk. It's a pretty good little track. And then on his latest Roth show, he was in, they say here, he got into DJ Dave mode and started playing a playlist packed with unreleased David Lee Roth tracks, including Ain't That Peculiar, Don't Piss Me Off, which is a track from his 97 Best Of compilation album, cover of James Brown's Living in America. Oh my God, I haven't listened to that yet.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh, I gotta check that out.
For you movie fans, Living in America very famously played in a very prominent scene in Rocky IV, and that's just topical because I just watched the first two Creed movies, and I'm very excited to see the third. I haven't seen the third one yet, but I'm excited. But Apollo Creed, Living in America, gotta love it.
That's right. And he also does an alternate version of a bluegrass version of Janie's Crying that he released on 2006 is Strumming with the Devil. So if you want to hear a bluegrass version of Janie's Crying.
As a Nashville native, I do not want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. I don't know. Actually, I might be pleasantly surprised, but that just doesn't sound like it would mesh very well. But I could be wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong, you guys.
I can't wait to check these out. I've been so busy this week. I haven't got a chance yet. This was posted yesterday, but as soon as we're hopping off the call, I'm playing these. Are you a big fan of Shalimar? He does a cover of Shalimar's 1982 song, Get Ready Tonight, with his own DLR lyrics.
Can't say that I'm a huge fan, so that might be pretty cool. Who knows?
I can't wait. God bless DLR and the Raw show. Everybody go check that out. And that's what we got for Van Halen news this week.
Well, that is a good amount of news in Van Halen's world. Good busy week for St. Patrick's Day week. Happy St. Patrick's Day, you guys, if you're listening to this on Friday. So, all right. Let's see. what to do now. Oh, I know what to do now. It's time to go to our rockin' polls and talk about what was going on in the polls for last week. So last week was an interesting show. And by interesting, I mean it almost broke all of us. everyone on the panel, probably everyone listening. I have not read any of the tweets based on the poll, so I can only imagine what the chatter is. But we discussed the track once from Van Halen 3. Yes, we did another Van Halen 3 song last week, and is it fair to say, Corey, it's because I believe verbatim this is what you said, is that the worst track we've covered on the show so far?
Absolutely. I don't even think it's close. And the fact that the poll was as close as it was shocked me. And some of the positive comments shocked me, because we're just hearing two completely different songs. Oh, there's so much soul in the solo. I didn't find any soul, any emotion, anything in this song at all. Brilliant lyric writing. Oh, God, no. Like, nothing about this was redeemable to me.
No, if you haven't heard the show from last week, please go listen, and thank you for listening. But if you just want to hear all of our souls just die simultaneously while listening to a song, go check it out. But I am just as shocked as you are, dude. 56% said The Dream Is Over. Only 56%, while another 43, almost 44% said What Dreams Are Made Of. So this was almost half and half.
Yeah. Very divisive song.
I'm okay. So I'm baffled, but what in God's name are they saying? So let's go to the tweets right now, because I demand some answers, because I'm just so confused. Let's see. From at Paul Howley, he says, first time hearing the song, it started out all right. I was like, okay, yeah, I can dig it. For the remaining 6 minutes, the only thing I wanted to dig was my own grave. So there you go. There's a big fat nope right there. Robert Cato says, as usual, I like this song. I believe Eddie was going for the Peter Gabriel vibe. You think... okay, time out, everybody. Robert, you think this was a Peter Gabriel attempt? Or you think this was Peter Gabriel vibes? Now, I know that's a pretty broad spectrum, because Peter Gabriel is like all over the place a lot of time, but that's part of his strength. That is not what Van Halen does. I am very baffled by that assessment. Can you get behind that assessment?
Well, there was a few comments about Peter Gabriel, and it's because Eddie is a huge Peter Gabriel fan. That's very well documented. I'm not the world's biggest Peter Gabriel fan. I like the hits. You know, give me some Shock the Monkey, give me some Sledgehammer, that kind of thing. But the deeper stuff doesn't really appeal to me. So if this is skewing more towards Peter Gabriel, that explains more to me why I don't like it, because I maybe don't like everything Peter Gabriel ever did. But I'm not a huge Peter Gabriel aficionado, so I can't really say. I could absolutely, if Eddie was kind of going for that vibe, it would make sense. But I certainly didn't get a Peter Gabriel vibe listening to it. But I'm not surprised that others do. I could totally see that.
I guess. I don't know. I'm a pretty big Peter Gabriel fan. I don't claim to know the ins and outs of every single track he's ever done, because I just don't have that kind of time. But I respect the man, and I am very appreciative, and I'm a fan. But I get no such vibes from Peter Gabriel from the song once. Not at all. But okay, well, moving on. Fat Man on Guitar says, hashtag the dream is over. The least Van Halen song Van Halen ever did. I'll disagree slightly with Mark. Oh, okay. That one, the solo fit the song perfectly in that it had zero Van Halen-ness in it. Utter blandness, and I grew frustrated waiting for Phil Collins to start the Take Me Home chorus. It just never happened. Okay, well, I accept your disagreement just on that, on those terms alone. Interesting, a Phil Collins Take Me Home. So there's a Genesis connection, another Peter Gabriel connection. Interesting. That's very interesting, you guys. All right. And then we move on to our friend Davey Lee Smith says, like I said about Van Halen 3, this steaming pile of excrement tells me three things. One, cocaine's a hell of a drug. 2, How the Mighty Have Fallen, and 3, My Vacuum Cleaner Is Jealous at the Amount of Suckage That Most of Van Halen 3 Has, This Song Included. Strong words, but I can't say I disagree with you at all based on that assessment at all. So that's a thank you, Dave Lee Smith. Trying to find let me kind of go through the, there was a lot of tweets on this one. Scott Everett says, I listened to the podcast knowing y'all would hate this one. I like it. It's not classic Van Halen, and considering the shit music of late 90s, I'm good with them trying something different. One of Gary's best lyrical performances on Van Halen 3, Scott Everett, you're dead to me. You were, that's what you were talking about. I don't get it. I do not get it.
The song literally has the verse, once born can't ever be not conceived, once present can't ever be past, once first, once can't ever be not ever last. What the fuck is that?
Best lyrically? Really? Scott, my dude. Look, okay, to each their own. We're not here to bash everyone's opinions. To each their own, but man, I don't get it. I do not get it. Our friend Tarm Umbruster says, I dig the 80s Miami Vice vibe. I dig the 6-string bass solo, and I dig the ideas behind the lyrics I can't hear. It may not be a traditional Van Halen classic, but in my honest opinion, it's still better than How Many Say I. He voted What Dreams Are Made Of. Look, Tom, you're a nice guy. You're very sweet. We adore you, and thank you for being such a fan and such a contributor, but yikes. That is my retort to your tweet. But again, to each their own. Wabo and Cabo says, the title was the number of times I listened to this song. But I guess thanks to you guys, now it's twice, and it's still complete garbage. Well, sorry, Wabo. We apologize for that. But, I mean, we also agree with you. Kevin Brown had a few things to say, but I just want to add is this poll. The poll result is insane. Has the cult reactivated? It does make me wonder, Corey. It does make me wonder, but I don't know. I think Mariano wouldn't. Well, I say that. I was about to give Mariano his credit, but then I just saw that he put in a GIF of a gremlin laughing comments.
But we should point out all the people that are liking this song and defending it. That's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm really glad that Ryan Powell and Scott Everett really like this song. That's great. It just didn't work for me. And as long as we can just, you know, keep it respectful to each other. And actually, I think Ryan Powell and David Lee Smith kind of a little back and forth going, but they were respectful about it. Like, hey, you know, here's my position. That's all cool. We agree to disagree. Let's reconvene on another song. And none of that is bad. The fact that Mark and I loathe this song as much as we do is fine. The fact if you love this song, I think it's top 5 Van Halen, is absolutely fine too. This one shocks me in that this is the one that is so divisive, that we have almost half the people really liking it and almost half the people really hating it.
Yeah, that's what's so confusing and baffling about this whole thing. Yeah, is this how the poll results were so like almost neck and neck? Like, it's almost 50-50, and I'm just so confused. Scott Monroe says, no manifesto from me, once blows. So there, thank you, Scott. Speaking of manifesto, he even called it himself. Ryan Powell said a lot on our poll. So I can't read all of it right now. We just don't have the time, Ryan. I'm sorry. But everyone, please go to the poll and read what Ryan had to say. Because
absolutely. It's well worth the read. Absolutely read.
Yes, because he does exactly what we ask you guys to do when you have an opposing opinion and we're kind of confused by it. It's like, please explain your reason. Ryan does just that. So please go check it out. Read it. I'm going to read it again and probably respond to it later. But our friends in Sean Geek and Fast Threat Podcast said, there aren't enough characters to discuss what is wrong with this one. Even Eddie is completely lost in here. Maybe Mike Post should have played this song instead. Eddie is no Harold Faltermeyer on this one. No, not at all. There's like very little Eddie-ness that I got from once whatsoever. And so I'm just kind of, I'm with you on that one.
And there's only one Harold Faltermeyer. Let's be clear.
There's just one. Only one. Yes. No, there's no replacing. You're All Doomed, a Friday the 13th podcast. Our buddies over there said, it's no secret that Eddie loved Peter Gabriel's Red Rain. Well, I mean, who doesn't? That's my favorite Peter Gabriel song. And this is clearly Eddie's version of that song. it mostly misses the mark, but the edit slash remix of the song corrects some of its problems, mainly Gary's vocals. I mean, if you want to call this Van Halen's Red Rain, sure, but I feel like that is a humongous insult to Red Rain and an insult to Van Halen at that. I mean, it's, I don't know. I would not put that I would not compare the two. They're like, those are completely just different galaxies of songs in my personal opinion, but you know, to each their own. Our friend Michael Green, who is the Van Halen 3 enthusiast, I have to read it out just to hear what he has to say. He says, "I laughed at the Kenny Loggins more balls line. Great guests, great show. Having said that, the song is amazing. Ugh. Absolutely love the solo and Gary's vocals. Can I please get a shirt that says apologies to Mark and Corey? I love Van Halen 3. I mean,
no
apologies needed. No apologies. It's fine. We knew that was coming because Michael is the one person that we know that is absolutely diehard yay about that album. So we should expect nothing less when it comes to a song from here.
God bless him. I love Michael Green. He loves everything. And that's is Ryan Powell, too. I don't think he's never downvoted a single Van Halen song. Which is going to make his quest to, he's doing the whole bracket thing on every Van Halen. Like, that's going to be like Sophie's choice for him every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just a couple more here. I'll read out. False Premise says, "When I first listened to this as a Van Halen song, I didn't like it. But years later, I listened to it just as a song. And I get it now. It's good. The only problem is if you're in the mood for a Van Halen song, this is not Van Halen. Take away the label and it works." I mean, that's an interesting perspective. So I don't know. Maybe in a few years after we let it sit, maybe I'll revisit it and maybe I'll have a different opinion, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. Finally, though, our friend Kevin Brown said, "Mark the Bat," that's me, "saying this would have crushed mid-80s. Absolutely agree. If it was produced worth a shit, I can't believe how bad this sounds. Any redeeming features are undercut by how badly this has been recorded and mixed. Astonishing. The dream is over." Well said, Kevin, and glad you agree with me, and I agree with everything that you said. Thank you to everybody. Again, I'm sorry if I didn't get to your tweet. There was quite a bit, but I am going to go back and reread and keep reading and get involved in the conversation, and you guys should do that too if you haven't. Go check out. Here's some of the reasons why this particular track stands out for a few. Because it's an interesting conversation and it's an important one because music is subjective. Remember that. You know, we may all agree on the same things now and again, but if you'll remember, Corey and I often do not agree on certain songs. Corey is usually pretty lenient on songs that I deem are pretty shitty. So, you know, it happens. It happens, and we're not above it. We're all going to have varying opinions from time to time. It's just going to happen that way. So, please do go check out the poll for last week and read up what everyone's saying, because it's a very interesting conversation. So with that said, Corey, it's time to get to the main dish of the show here. Yeah, it's time to get ready for the wheel. But before we do, it's everyone's favorite thing. Raise your glass, take a sip. It's time for manifestations. So I have a particular manifestation, but Corey, I want to hear yours first. It's been a week. You're tired. You got your workout on. So I would assume you probably want to have like a cool down Van Halen track now that you're or maybe you don't. Maybe the endorphins are just like running through you and you're still hyped. You're still jazzed. What song do you want to talk about?
I tell you what, there's one album that's been sticking with me all this week, and that's Van Halen 2. It's been so long since we've had something from Van Halen 2.
It really has.
We've had Van Halen 3 the last 2 weeks. I'm ready to give that a little break for a little while. And I'm ready to get back into some Van Halen 2 and just something nice, light, airy, fun. I think it's time maybe we dance the night away. That's what I'm hoping for here tonight.
Oh, man. Oh, that would be lovely.
It's just you and I again. No guests tonight. Just Mark and Corey, sure. Just enjoying Dance the Night Away.
Oh man, it's a shame. If we do spin that, we're not doing a live show, because if it was live, I would literally get up and start dancing, because how can you not? When Van Halen says dance the night away, you get up and you fucking dance.
That's right.
So that's all right. Dance the night away. And I completely agree with you. I think we need a Van Halen 2 or a 1. 3 can just, you know, take a breather. Please take a breather. But for me, however, I do like your suggestion. I like your manifestation, but I am going to manifest, surprise, surprise, a Sammy tune, but not just a Sammy tune. I am going to manifest one that I've tried before, and there's a reason for it, and I'm going to do it again for the exact same reason. I'm going to manifest Amsterdam from Balance.
Shocking.
Because if yeah, shocking. I know. But again, there's a reason behind it. So if we spin it, and if I get to call my shot and land it, then all shall be revealed. But it's all up to the wheel. It's not up to me. It's not up to Corey. So, Corey, if you're ready, if Sammy's back there ready, it's time to prime that wheel and spin it.
Yep, he's going through the scales. While he does that, we're going to shuffle this up. Amsterdam has 3 syllables. I'm going to try and help you out here, Mark. We're going to shuffle it 1, 2, 3 times. All right, Mr. Hagar, take it away.
Here we go!
Oh, it's going to be...
Oh.
I like this one. Women and children first. Loss of control.
Loss of control. We were very, very close to getting Everybody Wants Some, which I would not have been mad about that either. But
Summer Nights was on the other side too. You want a nice, a light breezy Van Halen tune on a Wednesday evening? Summer Nights would have been a good one.
Well, if it were warmer over here, I would say yes, absolutely. But alas, no, spring still has not sprung over here. Just like apparently winter is just forever in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, 4 feet of snow on the weekend. God, it was absolutely terrible. Today was -6. At least it was kind of doable. But man, it's been a while since we visited Women and Children first, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Speaking of... never-ending winter in Canada, shout out to Kevin Brown. Please don't freeze up there in the super great white north.
Oh wow, literally like near the top of the world in Iqaluit.
He's
now
literally at the top. I mean, he's gonna go find Santa Claus, and he's not coming down until he finds him, apparently. He is way up there. I can't even remember the last time we did Women and Children first. Do you recall the song off chance? Because I don't. Know it's been quite a while. But in any case, this has been an interesting album, because Women and Children First for me is not one that made the frequent rotation. Nothing against it. It just didn't. I listened to a shitload of Van Halen 1 and 2, and the Fuck album and all that. Not too much from Women and Children First. So what about you? Do you have fond memories of this particular track?
This track and this album, it's ranked amongst one of the some of the best heavy metal albums of all time. It's one of their heavier songs. It's the first album Van Halen put out with no covers on it, released in 1980. It's the third album, produced by Ted Templeman, engineered by Don Landy. This is on side two, snuggled in between Tora Tora and Tora Tora and Take Your Whiskey Home. So I guess we should listen to a little Tora Tora tonight too, right? Since comes before Loss of Control. So that'll be good. We'll knock those two off. And remember we had that one run 3 weeks in a row. We banged out Take Your Whiskey Home, Could This Be Magic, and In a Simple Rhyme.
That's right. Yes.
And then I think Fools is the other one we've done off Women and Children.
Done Fools.
We haven't done Romeo Delight, Everybody Wants Some, or Cradle of Rock yet. So this will be good. Get a little heavier. We wanted the light and breezy, but we're getting heavier here with little David Lee Roth. What do you say right off the hop here? Let's check out 57 seconds worth of Tora Tora.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
right? What do you think of that for a mood setter?
I'm sorry, Corey, you've made a terrible mistake. We're not the Slayer podcast. No, we're the Van Halen podcast. I don't know why you're playing me Slayer. Oh, wait, that wasn't Slayer?
No.
This is Van Halen's attempt at doing a Slayer intro, because that's like all the vibes I got. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I didn't expect that.
I never made that connection between Slayer and Tora Tora. That's a good one.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but I mean, there are particular Slayer songs I'm thinking about that, or there's one that I know starts off this way or similar, and it's just giving me all the vibes about that. So it's interesting. And then Dave coming in with that howl, suddenly it becomes a King Diamond song. and like I didn't realize, I guess when you said a heavier one, yeah, we're going heavy. All right. I'm into it.
All right. So, and imagine being, you know, a kid in 1980, you get the vinyl of Women and Children First, pop on side B, and that's the first thing you hear, and then you lead right into Loss of Control. Great, great table setter.
Yeah, I can imagine that probably turned a few heads, because that is not the typical Van Halen-ness that you would expect in an intro or instrumental song. Although I will say at the very beginning, the sort of build up, the Eddie's guitar with his whammy bar all the way down, and makes it sound like a motorcycle's coming in. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard that. We've heard that from him before. He's good about doing that. But then it turns into the Slayer motif. And it's like, okay, we're just going completely off the wall here. Interesting.
I tell you, when that motorcycle happened there, I thought, did I click on Meatloaf by accident? Is this Bad Out of Hell? Is this do anything for
it's
love?
It's not Meatloaf. It's not Slayer. It's not King Diamond. It's nope, still Van Halen. So yeah. All right, they're just exploring all territories.
That's awesome. All right, let's go right into Loss of Control.
Holy shit. They're like, what in the hell? Like the time signature keeps changing. or like either that, or Eddie and Alex are just like, they're in the same time signature, but they're like playing on two different like ends of the, I don't even know. Like this, it's hurting my head. It's been a while since I did some theory. So I'm like, I've been trying to count and like, oh wait, no, they're doing this. No, wait, what the hell are they doing? That's oof. I don't know what to make of that.
And what did you think of that whole intro? Like right when that guitar kicked in, right? It's like usually Van Halen intro awesome. Is a little more melodic, right? This is a lot more driving and powerful and fuck you. And
they brought in the metal chugs, you know, what is made so famous in metal today is just, it's all about the chugging. And here's Van Halen doing it for Loss of Control way back when in 1980 with the chugs and still keeping it metal, because they want you to remember that, yeah, rock and roll, but there are some circles that once considered Van Halen heavy metal. Here's a prime example of that.
That's right. Come on. You should see the look on Mark's face. I wish this is a video podcast right now.
Yeah, I wish we were live now. I'm like, I am. This is blowing my mind right now. It's like, how did this one like escape my, I don't know how. I don't know how. I have never heard this one so much before.
Because I when we started the show, I earmarked this one. This is going to be a Mark favorite. Like just knowing your, yeah, just knowing your music take. I'm like, Loss of Control is going to be huge when we get to that one.
Oh, it's definitely speaking my language, but I'm still like, it's still hurting my head a little bit, and there's always time to change my mind. But so far, I am incredibly intrigued.
All right. Loss control, loss control, loss control. 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 That section is where the song always kind of lost me a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little not too great, repetitive. That's not great.
Yeah, you maybe didn't have to do it so many times. Maybe just a couple of sections of Loss of Control, but it's fine. And then it kicks back in into super awesome. So,
yeah, that's fine.
And that, my friends, before we even get into Eddie, that's Mike Portnoy's top 11 most influential drummers of all time. Alex Van Halen doing that fucking swing pattern and killing it. Oh, God, that was amazing.
He's just swinging on all, just like it's he's swinging so hard. His drum throne is just in rotation. And he's just like that's how hard he's swinging, man. I wonder if this is the fastest tempo-wise, fastest Van Halen song that they've done, because like it hasn't stopped except for that Lost Control bit. Yeah. It just keeps moving, and it's moving rather quickly. So I wonder, just in terms of tempo, if this is like the quickest Van Halen song that they've done.
Certainly, I don't know. We've covered, absolutely. And off the top of my head, I can't think of one that's faster.
Hot for Teacher is the only one that comes to mind. I was like, maybe Hot for Teacher, but I think this one. Even Hot for Teacher has moments of respite, you know, during the little little moments there. But this is like real fast. Like at any point, I'm waiting for the track to just kind of cut out because Alex lost his spot and then Eddie lost his spot and they just crash.
And what Mikey's doing on the bass, like anyone says Mike Anthony doesn't know how to play bass, listen to this song. He's fucking he's all over the damn neck.
Is that him doing like the real high bit of Loss of Control?
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine it would be. It could be Eddie. Okay. He has a pretty high register.
It sounds like it could be Dave or Mike, but I'm not sure. I would just naturally assume it's Michael, but I could be wrong.
Yep. I'm sure somebody out there knows and will let us know. Maybe we should talk about Eddie Van Halen a little bit. And the song we did last week, both Mark and I agreed, like that guitar solo had like no personality. This was all personality. That's Edward Van Halen in a guitar solo, right? Just every little bit of it. It was perfect.
This is his solo is storming the castle, like storming the castle to fight the dragon in the tower. Yeah. There's a dragon in a tower and the only thing to kill him is the power of rock guitar. And here you go. He's just storming the castle to destroy the dragon inside. And wow.
It fits. This whole song is an assault. And so,
it is. Loss of Control is right. It's like, I got no control. I'm just letting the music speak for itself. And it's not so much speaking as it is yelling at us.
Yes. Cowbell. You want simplistic lyrics. They just sing the same thing over and over again. Baby, I'm checking you out. I think you ought to know. I'm only wasting time. I think I better go. You ain't too civilized. Oh, loss of control. That's the entire song.
I don't think, I think the song was just too quick. And they wanted some lyrics, but Dave probably just said, well, I don't know what to put here. Like, I don't know what to sing about. So I guess whatever, I'll jot some shit down. Or I've been wrong about that. People have told me like, no, that's not what he's doing. That's not what it's about. Okay. Well, please fill us in, please.
It's the same verse three times. So obviously it's very important.
It can't be that deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and the big rock ending for Loss of Control from Women and Children First. Holy cow.
That was a doozy. That song was a doozy. I mean, like, I can't believe it's over, because it just, it seemed like it happened so fast that I couldn't process everything that was happening. And then there it goes. So, yeah, there you are. The Loss of Control from Women and Children First. Previously, what was the instrumental track called?
Tora Tora.
That we just... Tora Tora, thank you. Yep. Tora Tora / Loss of Control, a twofer for you guys. So there you have it. Vastly different from what we covered last week and the week before. So yeah.
Complete opposite ends of the spectrum, right? You can't get more opposite. Yeah. You have a potential prog rock copy, Peter Gabriel type crab fest, and then a speed metal.
I mean, sorry, you guys, I just, the whole Peter Gabriel comparison, like, okay, sure. Cause I know, yeah, I know Pete's got a lot of that, experimental thing. I mean, that's kind of his thing, but I got no Peter Gabriel vibes from once. So, but to each their own, that's fine. Maybe I will give it another listen just to see if I can hear what you guys are hearing, yeah, but,
good idea.
No, yeah, but I won't be here when you that. Do. But... Yeah, yeah. No, I'll do it. I'll do it by myself in a dark room where no one can see me.
You know what? I should say, full disclosure, when we stopped hitting record last week, CJ Chilvers, the author of the Van Halen Encyclopedia, said, "Let's try and find the remix." And so I found it on YouTube and I started playing it. Mark's like, "No, I'm out," and just left the call.
Yep. I did. I couldn't do it again. I couldn't do it anymore. So I apologize.
Once
was enough, but I don't think Loss of Control once was enough, because that one might require so many other listens just to fully get the entire experience. Because like I said, that happened real, real quick. So bearing all that in mind, Corey, Tora Tora and Loss of Control, we'll lump them all into one category, because it would be really weird to say that you're going to upvote one and downvote the other, just because, like, why? So yeah. We'll just say Loss of Control and Tora Tora are one big entity. So as one big entity, would you say this high octane, fast paced, heavy tune is what dreams are made of, or is the dream over?
Oh boy, got to think about this one. I know I asked for Dance the Night Away, but this was like the perfect song coming off of last week, because it's the complete polar opposite, right? Like, the band is just fucking cooking. Lyrically, it's one verse over and over again with Loss of Controls. Like I said, that kind of Loss of Control section, I always kind of lost me just a little bit, but the guitar solo has always brought me back. This is musically perfection. I love Loss of Control. I think Eric Senich actually tried to manifest this on our last live show. So hopefully he's checking out this show, because we finally spun it here tonight. And I'm very, very happy. So Mark Meyer, it now falls upon you. After your huge downvote last week, let's see. Did Loss of Control redeem Van Halen for you? Is this what dreams are made of? Or is this dream over?
I mean, I agree with everything you said. There's not too much I can add to it. I will say this is not an A+. The only reason it's not an A+ is because I agreed with you. The Loss of Control bit, I don't even know if you want to call that a chorus or whatever, when it slows down just a bit and Dave is just going, Loss of Control, Loss of Control, Loss of Control. Like, okay, that's dumb. Yeah. Can we move on, please? And then when they move on, and it's just like, it's just a train that you can't possibly stop. This is, I think might be like the heaviest song that we've heard from Van Halen. Certainly, I think the quickest in tempo. So I mean, just as I say, fast paced, high octane. Like, this is the song that you want to introduce your metal friends to if they. Love metal, but for some reason Van Halen never did it for them, or they're just not familiar with a lot of their work. This is the song you play for them. Go like, okay, listen to this, and maybe you'll change your mind. I'm certainly going to utilize this song for people for a lot of introductions of Van Halen. And I know some people might say, well, just introduce them to their the usual suspects, you know, Jump, Panama, you know, the big hits. Like, no. I'm going with Loss of Control specifically because of just how different it's definitely Van Halen. It's got the Van Halen vibes, everything you want, but it's still different enough that it's going to subvert expectations. I think I had no expectations about this, but I can tell you that I was in a very low place after the last couple of weeks doing those Van Halen songs that we did. So yes, as Corey said, this is the complete opposite end of it, and something I think we needed. Would have loved Dance the Night Away, would have loved Amsterdam, but this I think is exactly what the doctor ordered. So glad we got it. We'll give Eric Sinis just a tiny bit of credit for trying to manifest it in the prior shows. And here it is. We finally did it. There it is. Loss of Control / Tora Tora. Holy hell, this song. I'm going to be thinking about this track for a while and probably jam it on the regular. So there you go. Another winner for the Women and Children first album. So if you've been listening to the show and listening to our journey through this album in particular, and you didn't have any opinion about it before, or you were unfamiliar, this might make you want to rethink it and go back and spin it a lot, because it certainly is doing that for me. This is good. This is good stuff. I can barely talk because I'm just like blown away by that.
One more thing I got to ask you, Mark, because we do this every week. How many times do you think Van Halen, according to setlist.fm, performed Loss of Control live?
If I'm Van Halen, I'm playing this song every show. Every show. I mean, like, at least to the best of my ability, because, you know, you get older and sometimes you just, if you're playing fast music, sometimes you just can't play as fast. It happens. But I'm thinking maybe this was one that didn't get a lot of live plays, but I'll say they played this 100 times.
100 times?
Yeah.
You went over. And this number may shock you. According to setlist.fm, they played it twice.
Twice. Well, once I am shocked.
Once in 77, which would have been before the Women and Children album was released.
Yeah.
And the only time after the album was released, July 24th, 1980, at the Harvard Civic Center.
Wow. Wonder why. Wonder maybe it was just too, because I mean, this song is pretty chaotic. Maybe it was just too chaotic to do live, and maybe it was throwing Dave off to do it live, because I mean, he sounded like he was having trouble keeping up in the studio. So maybe live it just wasn't happening. Or maybe it was just they just couldn't make it fit in the vibe of whatever their set list was at the time. I don't know.
This whole set list from that show is kind of weird. So they opened with Romeo Delight, then played Bottoms Up, and then a drum solo third. They had the drum solo third, then Running with the Devil, then Loss of Control, Take Your Whiskey Home, Dance the Night Away, Women in Love, Jamie's Crying, then a bass solo, and then a Jimmy Reed cover, Bright Lights, Big City, and Everybody Wants Some, and the Cradle Will Rock, then the guitar solo, then Ain't Talking About Love, and the encore was Ice Cream Man and You Really Got Me.
That's a weird set.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that set, but that's weird. That's a weird set. But I mean, well, I guess that was a 1980 set.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not so weird, given where they were in their career, what songs they already had laid down. But I don't know. Yeah, I just, in hindsight and looking at it through 2023 eyes, that seems like a weird set list. But, you know, at least they played it live twice, you know, at least twice. So, you know, to those lucky few of you out there that actually got to see and hear it, kudos.
You know what? I maybe wouldn't take that with a grain of salt, because now I'm actually clicking on other set lists from that tour, and they're listing Tora Tora with Loss of Control as being played on that tour. So maybe just a quirk with setlist.fm. I wonder if I search Tora Tora, that might give us a little more accurate count here. So let me just find it here. Tora Tora Loss of Control 110 times. So
I was close.
Yeah, all told, there'll be 112. So yeah, you're off by 12. So my apologies. I'm sure people were throwing things at their fucking podcast player. Corey's wrong again, son of a bitch. I found it. It's because they played it with Tora Tora, which is a great intro to that song. So totally makes sense. Yeah, so 110 plus those two. The last time they played it, November 16th, 1980 in Jacksonville. So it was just a staple of the Women and Children Tour, the World Invasion Tour from 1980. Mm.
I get that. I mean, it happens. They're, you know, they're touring on this album, so they're going to play songs from the album that they probably wouldn't think to carry over after, you know, in later tours. I get it. Bands do it all the time. So it's just kind of a shame because this is a banger. This is quintessential banger. So I, like I said, if I'm in Van Halen, I would want to try and sneak this one in every show, but maybe there's probably a whole, you know, laundry list of reasons as to why not, or you never know. But very, very cool. And again, if you are one of those lucky people that got to see them do this live, kudos. And please reach out to us and let us know what that sounded like, what that felt like in the moment of the live show, because my face would have melted, I think.
Oh yeah, I gotta try and find see if YouTube has a loss of control live clip from Van Halen from back in 1980.
Yeah, who snuck in a video camera in the 1980 tour to get a live shot of this? Oh, look at that.
It's not a video, but it's audio. Yep. Somebody yelled for Everybody Wants Some.
Everybody Wants Some. They're in London. That's a shot. Oh.
That's it telling David, shut up. Time to play.
I was about to say, yeah, you're going to have to fast forward a whole bunch.
Quality.
You can't even tell what's happening. There's like so much.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that might explain why they didn't carry that over. It's just like it's just a whole lot happening in a live show setting. So yeah, fair enough.
That's why they did it early in the set. Song number five.
I mean, you'd have to, because like you want to, you know, bring him in and keep him there, and then I guess wear him down a little bit so that you can bust out some of the easier, a little slower paced songs. I get it. Got to balance out the set list in some way, but. There you have it. Loss of Control / Tora Tora. Good stuff. We needed that. We absolutely needed that. So that's the show, man. Nothing left now but to closing credits. So, Corey, where can the people find the show and other platforms, other mediums, and where they can find everything else that we got going on? And where can they find you?
Well, they could find me at CD Morset on Twitter and Instagram. They could find the show at Podcast Will Rock on all your favorite social media platforms and our website, www.podcastwillrock.com. When we decide to go live again, we'll have all the info on that site and a link to it. Get yourself some merch and let us know what you think of the show. We are, of course, part of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. But before I get to those shows, I just want to shout out some other like-minded podcasts that we really love here that have helped us out on our journey here, breaking down Van Halen. They include Eric Senich and the Booked on Rock podcast. Thank you very much, Eric. Of course, yeah. The Legends of Pod of Thunder, who just launched their Patreon, are doing very, very well with it. Still breaking down songs from a listener submission list. Truth be told, Pod of Thunder was supposed to be here tonight. But something came up kind of last minute, and Nick Jones couldn't make it. So we thought, you know, we want the whole crew on. So we'll reschedule with the Pod of Thunder boys and get them on here very, very soon. Some other friends of the show, the Sean Geek and Fast Forward podcast, go check them out. You're All Doomed, the Friday the 13th podcast. Dissect That Film, which is another great movie podcast. And, of course, our good buddies at the DLR cast and the Bogus Otis show. Go seek out those shows. They're all fantastic. For the Deep Dive Podcast Network, we have Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited, Backtracks Theme Music, Scott at Uriah Heep, the Magicians Podcast, Nate and John at the Deep Purple Podcast, The Simple Man at Skinnerd Reconsidered, Terry T-Bone Mathley at T-Bone's Prime Cuts on the Other Side, Rye at Sabbath Bloody Podcast, Paul Joan David at In the Lap of the Pods, Andy and Matt at Hot Binge, Eric and Jonathan at Maiden A to Z, Daniel and Josh at Diary of the Madman, the Ultimate Aussie Podcast, Ben and Sam at Universally Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers Podcast, George and Hattie at the Judas Priest Cast, Clay and Ryan at North by South Podcast, Greg and Jonathan again at North by South. Sorry, Greg and Jonathan are at So Far So Pod So What. Kevin at the Tom Petty Project, and Kevin and Randy at Seaside Pod Review, Quinn at And Volume for All, Sav, Nick, Steve, and Mark at Rock Roulette Podcast, and new to the lineup, Regarding Lulu, the podcast all about the Lou Reed Metallica collaboration. Lulu, go check that one out.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. And you can find me at Mark the Bat on Twitter and Instagram. Drop us a line, let us know, keep the conversation alive, you guys. We love when you guys interact, and you've been very, very interactive with these polls, and keep it going. Keep us in the loop of all the things going on in the Van Halen world that we haven't talked about, we haven't covered. We love learning new things about an older band. That's why we do the show. It's a rediscovery. It's a journey into a band that we like, and it's you know how it works. We just want to show you that we're just like you. We're humble fans. We're not experts. We don't claim to be experts or rock historians. We've got friends that write books that know all about that. They go talk to them if you want an expert. We are just the fans that are taking a journey, and you're on the journey with us. We appreciate it. We're going to keep the journey going. I believe we've got 50 more songs left, Corey. That's right. That correct?
Yep. Big 50
more songs. So it's we're kind of on the dare I say, we'll say the home stretch just yet. But look, we had how many songs starting off, and we're already at 50. So, you know, we're going strong. And should we stop the train when it comes to a head, or should we keep going? You guys got to let us know. We might have more news on that in the upcoming future. Who knows? But stay tuned for that. Keep the conversation alive. Keep listening. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Let all your musician friends know what's going on. Introduce them to Van Halen if they are unaware. That's the beauty of the podcast. That's the beauty of this band. We are, and the podcast will rock, and we will rock. Talk to you later.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.